有一个流传非常广泛的传说，一位世界级的历史学家。
There is a very popular legend about a world-renowned historian.
他在接受访问的时候，
When he was interviewed,
人家问他说，
He asked them,
如果你能够选择重新生活的话，
If you could choose to live again,
你愿意在什么时间段生活在什么地方？
Where can you live and what time period can you live in?
注意什么时间段
？What time period？
就意味着是整个人类历史当中的任何一个时段。
This means any period in the entire history of mankind.
那么，什么地方就意味着在全世界范围内
？So where does this mean globally？
你可以选择，这位历史学家。
You can choose this historian.
他说。
He said.
如果我能够重新选择的话
If I could choose again,
我愿意生活在中国的宋朝
I would like to live in the Song Dynasty of China
在中国宋朝的北宋年间
In the Northern Song Dynasty of China
请注意这位历史学家是一个纯粹的金发碧眼的欧洲人
Please note that this historian is a pure blonde with blue eyesand is of European descent.
他能够给中国的宋朝这么高的评价，理由是什么？
What are the reasons for giving such a high evaluation to the Song Dynasty of China?
宋朝在中国历史上
In Chinese history, the Song Dynasty
是经济和文化发展的顶峰。
He can reach the peak of cultural development.
他是中国社会管理。
He is the management of Chinese society.
国家管理，整个社会最和谐。
With the state managing the entire society in the most harmonious way.
最温馨的一个朝代。
The warmest dynasty.
同时，我们也可以知道。
At the same time, we can also know that
宋朝是中国古代历史上科学技术发展的最高的一个朝代。
The Song Dynasty was the most advanced dynasty in ancient Chinese history in terms of scientific and technological development.
这样的一个朝代
Such a dynasty
它是怎么来的？
How did he come?
怎么样在中国历史上就会出现这样的一个朝代？
How could such a dynasty appear in Chinese history?
大家可能需要听我往回倒一段时间。
Everyone, I might need to repeat myself a little.
就是倒到唐朝去。
Go back to the Tang Dynasty.
因为宋朝的发展和唐朝的一个非常重大、非常重大的历史事件。
Due to the development of the Song Dynasty and a very significant and important historical event of the Tang Dynasty,
有着紧密的联系。
They are closely related.
这个历史事件就是安史之乱。
This historical event is the Anlushan Rebellion.
安史之乱是发生在公元755年。
The Anlushan Rebellion occurred in 755 AD.
这一年呢，安史之乱的主角叫做安禄山。
This year, the main character of the Anlushan Rebellion was Anlushan.
这个人他当时手里边掌握了全国49万边防军的20万。
At that time, he was in charge of the 20,000 soldiers of the 490,000 Border Defense Army.
在全国边防地区有十个大战区。
There are 10 major military districts in the border defense areas of the country.
这十个大战区里边
Among these 10 battlefields,
他一个人兼了三个战区的总司令。安禄山
He was the overall commander of three battlefields alone.
他的 之所以能够做大
His ability to succeed
可能是和当时的皇帝唐明皇
Maybe it was related to the emperor at that time, Tang Minghuang
李隆基和杨贵妃对他无微不至的这种充满了艺术性和浪漫气息的这种关爱有关系
Lan Longji and Yang Gaifei's care for him, which was full of artistic and romantic elements, was related to this.
安禄山曾经被比他小了二十多岁的杨贵妃认成干儿子
And Lu Shan was once recognized by Yang Gaifei, who was 20 years younger than him, as his adopted son.
那么那个时候安禄山是45-46
So at that time, An Lu Shan was 45 or 6 years old.
杨贵妃只有29岁
Yang Gaifei was only 29 years old.
但是他认了安禄山做干儿子了之后
However, after he recognized Lan Lu as his son,
李隆基还把主管全国军马生产和管理的工作的最高领导权交给了安禄山。
Lan Longji also handed over the highest authority over the production and the management of national military forces to An Lu Shan.
我们知道，在冷兵器时代
，We know that in the era of cold weapons，
最重要的军事力量的表现就是骑兵。
The most important military force is cavalry.
他把全国最好的战马可能都调到了自己的手上。
He has brought the best horses in the country under his control.
到了公元755年
In the year 755,
安禄山起兵造反的时候
When An Lu Shan rebelled,
李隆基无论如何也不敢相信。
Lai Longji never dared to believe it.
那个时候
At that time,
大唐军队从兵器库里拿出来的铠甲都是腐烂的。
The armor taken from the military armory was rotten.
锈蚀的。
Rusted.
以至于历史上记载说
In order to record history,
当时出发到前线去评判的
At that time, he was dispatched to the front line to make a judgment.
大唐军队很多人是拿着木棍走上战场的。安史之乱
During the Anxu Rebellion, many Tang army soldiers were armed with wooden sticks and fought on the battlefield.
前后一共持续了8年，安史之乱
The anti-rebellion lasted for 8 years in total, from beginning to end.
被平息下来了以后
After it was suppressed,
事实上，在中国的北方地区
In fact, in the northern region of China,
包括河北
including Hebei,
河南
Henan,
山西
Fengxi,
这些北方地区里边还有3个大的节度使。
There are 3 large generals in these northern regions.
是，表面上是归顺了中央政府。
To appear to have submitted to the central government.
但是实际上，他们成了一个一个的独立王国。
However, in reality, they became individual kingdoms.
那么。节度使是当时的一个非常崇高的一个官职。
But the position of the governor was one of the most prestigious positions at that time.
这些节度使他们总管一个地区的行政。
These governors were responsible for the administration of a region.
军政。
Military and political.
民政。
Ministry of civil affairs.
财政。
Finance.
中央都没有。
There is no central control.
都不能过问。
None of them can interfere.
事实上
In fact,
这就是一批割据一方的军阀。
These are a group of warlords.